Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise your podcast. That means that you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jay Lethal, the undisputed champion of the wrestling world.
This is John Sullivan.
It's Babs Ayegbusi.
Michael Thompson talking. The phenomenal AJ Styles.
Jerry Rosa.
Charles Johnson.
Psycho Killer Tommaso Ciampa.
This is Matt Blair. Thank you for listening to Sportscast Radio.
Sportscast Radio.
Welcome to Sportscast Radio.
I was running through the six with my wife.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 7/23/16 edition of Sportscast Radio. As always, Ryan Cook here. We got everyone in the studio. Elijah's to my right. What up, sir?
Good.
Back in the studio. He was off from his mission trip. What did we say he was doing last week? I can't. He was doing something. The man that just said, that's Demetrius. Demetrius, what up, man?
What's up?
This is the mail-it-in phone home ET edition.
I'm watching wrestling.
We're watching a wrestling pay-per-view, so I'll just tell you flat out right now. But, we're taking a break from our NFL writing. We'll try to get back and finish off the AFC West next week when we talk Raiders and Broncos. But we realized that we needed to talk NBA because the NBA, for those of you who suffered along like all of us did watching the 2017 NBA playoffs, which was a travesty, this offseason might be this tour is crunk offseason like no other. I mean, Elijah, straight up, can you remember an offseason that it's this crazy with superstars being moved, salary cap being set, only to have people turn money down, they're going where, I mean, you name it, and it's happening here.
Yeah, the last offseason I really think of that I can remember that was been like kind of somewhat kind of crazy like this is probably the offseason that LeBron went to Miami.
Yeah, and that was like two people moving too.
Yeah.
You know, it was one calculated move, but it was crazy. Hunter, you know, you don't get guys like that move. Best player in the league doesn't move.
Three guys, you know, and they have to restructure their salaries and they have to be traded for and stuff. And
yeah, I didn't think we'd see something like that. Now in the last 12 months, I mean, Durant kind of opened the doors. We've seen Chris Paul turn down money and leave. We've seen John Wall finally accepted his offer.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that happened. Kevin Durant turns down the Supermax and takes a $10 million pay cut to stay, which completely defeats the entire logic of the new salary cap structuring.
Mm-hmm.
We see Paul George leave. We see Jimmy Butler leave. And now the door is open to Kyrie Irving wanting to leave. Demetrius, what do you think about this Kyrie Irving situation?
I don't really care.
Oh.
No, just kidding. I don't know, dude. Like, just talk to him going to the Wolves or whatever, and I don't want to get rid of him. I don't want to get rid of Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
I like Wiggins. I don't want to get rid of him. It would have been smart if we could have kept Rubio and then did the trade for Kyrie. But I don't know. It would be cool to have him, but I just don't want to get rid of Wiggins.
Yeah, it's such a – I said this to Elijah in a text on Friday when this came out, is like, as much as we all went back and forth about what we really thought about, you know, what we should do, shouldn't do, I don't envy being that front office who has to make the decision. Because if you make the wrong decision, then everyone's going to castrate you and you're going to get screwed. Like, if you look at the Timberwolves' sake, if we dump Wiggins for Irving and Irving gets hurt again and Wiggins turns into an all-star, then everyone's going to go, Timberwolves, once again, can't do anything right.
Yeah. We're going to do that regardless of what we do.
That's the thing. If we keep Wiggins and he doesn't pan out above being a role player, should have traded Wiggins when he had the chance. Like, there's...
You're damned if you do it.
Yeah. There's, like, no common ground here.
Minnesota fans suck. I hate to say it, but we do suck.
Elijah, you're on the keep Wiggins, not go for Irving, correct?
Yes, big time. Like, I think Kyrie's a good player, very good player, but I just don't see him as, like, a lead point guard on a championship-winning team. Like, yes, he has a championship with LeBron, but LeBron was mainly the guy that kind of ran that team and essentially was the point guard of that team. And I don't think Kyrie has it in him to sacrifice his offense.
Yep, and his stats and
his statistics for, you know, running, for being able to do all the things that you need to do to run a team.
If we were now, we're going to get into this, guys. We're going to break down we're going to look at all 29 NBA teams. Yes, Demetrius.
No, I do have a question. So with that being said, who do you think would lead us to a championship first or get us closer, Teague or Kyrie?
Well, with Teague's more of like he fits in. He's more of like a guy that's just going to fit in, whereas Kyrie has said that he wants to be the number one option, and he's not going to come here and be the number one option.
No.
Because we already have Butler,
Cat,
and Wiggins. Like, there's no way he'd come here and be a number one option, so... So Teague is just more of a guy that is going to play his role, and, like, you know, whereas Kyrie would be a guy that would need to stand out, I guess.
Great question, though, Demetrius. That's what I like. We're going to look at all 29 teams, and we're gonna look at every single one of them and say, okay, would it make sense, like, what is there any reason that this team – should or could trade for him? If it's a yes, we're writing that team down. And we're going to play fantasy GM. We're literally changing, like I said, we changed the entire format of the show because we're playing fantasy GM.
Daddy's awake now.
We're gonna have some fun with this. This is going to be sweet. I will say, though, before we break down these trades and all these possibilities, if we didn't have to give up Wiggins, would you want them to get Kyrie still?
No,
do you just not want him anyway?
I just don't want him because it's too, like, there's not enough balls to go around in that case. Then,
because I mean, Golden State proved that egos can put aside.
Yeah, but they are the exception to the rule of being guys that are able to still get theirs while sacrificing theirs because they all play the game so well. It's extremely hard to be able to do what Golden State is doing with, like, star players.
And that they're also the epitome of, like, they're taking pay cuts.
Yeah.
The only reason – and I guarantee you that Kevin Durant said, look, I'm taking a cut. Steph, get your money. Because Steph was making $11 million for – like, he signed that four-year, $44 million paycheck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was – I mean, and obviously that means you're still eating, but, I mean – He was severely underpaid.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that he's getting 40, and I guarantee you, you know, Durant, to get yours, young man, because you were massively underpaid, and that's what you're getting out of that team is they're making it work.
Yeah.
So I think the thing that I look at with Tom Thibodeau. Is if apparently Kyrie and Butler want to play together because of how well that they work together for Thibodeau on Team USA there, maybe that means Kyrie would buy in, but we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We really don't know, and it's extremely hard because if he were to buy into our system and be that point guard and not be selfish about stats, I think you got to go for him then. But I think there's too much of a risk to hope that he buys in.
And that's kind of like what I was going to say. I kind of feel like he put his foot in his mouth saying he wants his own team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come here. It's, let's be honest, it's Cat's team.
Yeah.
It's going to be Cat's team. He already knows that it's not his team. But he wants a team to be his. So I kind of feel like he put his foot in his mouth.
And plus, the Timberwolves are already working on an extension for Wiggins, too. So I don't think trading Wiggins is really in the cards right now.
Yeah, I don't either.
I hope not.
I wish it was one of those things where you could look in the future and find out if Kyrie would completely change his style to. Because if he bought in, the fact of having a point guard with that ability would be fantastic.
But he's too selfish.
And that's what scares the hell out of me. It's like the whole how is Chris Paul and James Harden going to work together kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't know how that's going to all work.
And it's not necessarily because Chris Paul is a selfish player. It's just because they both, like, need the ball in their hands. To, like,
Style shoulders up. And Owens wasn't, I think. We might have just seen a new champion, spoiler.
Like LeBron. LeBron's one of those players, too, like Chris Paul, where they're not selfish players, but they do need the ball in their hands.
Yeah.
So.
And Chris Paul, I guess, was already talking about how he's all in on making this work with James Harden. So we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting situation, and I'm really intrigued because this NBA offseason just gets better and better and better and better and better.
I don't know. Wiggins has got, like, his defense obviously needs work, but his offense numbers have gone up, like, dramatically each year he's been in the league. And he's only 22 years old, and he is out there getting, like, 24 points a game.
No, I think he's going to drop under 20 points a game. I truly do.
I don't think he'll drop under 20. I think Butler's would be the guy that is going to see his scoring numbers go down a little bit just because Butler's pretty unselfish and probably understands that the young guys are the two main guys on the offense, and he's going to be there to score too and hit big shots, but I think he's going to defer.
Well, I look at Teague too, going, taking shots and going up.
True.
Which is, I mean, and here's the thing though, is we saw with Golden State, who cares if your numbers drop though?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and if they don't, fantastic.
But it's crazy though how Golden State can play with three guys who are 20-point scorers, and those guys still get their numbers. Just because of how good team ball they play.
It's because the guy who was the catalyst, and I think the catalyst in all this, and he was part of a huge debate me and you had, is once again, I think Draymond Green is not getting enough credit with how much he does. He does everything that no one else wants to do. And people hate him, but he's the guy getting you. He may get 8 points, but he's going to get 10 boards, 12 assists, 3 steals.
Oh, I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying he's not a good player. I just.
Oh no, totally. But I'm saying that people hate him.
Oh.
People don't really like him, but he's the catalyst with those three scores that sacrifices a double. Like if Steph and Kevin shots aren't landing, then Draymond will start shooting.
Yeah.
Or if Clay's shots aren't going, then he'll start shooting. But he's like Rodman. Like a better Rodman as a catalyst to Michael and Scotty.
He's a better offense player than Rodman, but I don't think he's a better defense player or rebounder than Rodman.
No, but I think all around he makes it better with his passing. I think he can steal better.
Yeah.
And he can run the floor better, I think. And he's a much better shooter. No one's going to out-rebound Rodman, though. I mean, that guy was a lunatic. And he wasn't even huge.
No.
Like, talk about a guy with the epitome of, like, sense of jump.
Yeah.
Like knowing when to go up. You know, it was kind of, it's like Barkley.
The crazy thing is Robin probably could have been better on offense, but he chose not to be.
Mm-hmm. And you need a guy like that. You need a guy like Rodman, you know, and like I say now with it, you need a guy like Draymond Green on those teams.
Yeah.
You know, and the only thing that's scary is Golden State has a third guy. They also have a Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
to their Michael and Scotty, they also got this Klay Thompson fellow.
And he played horrible in the playoffs.
Yeah. The Klay Thompson's the guy who might not do anything and then drop 30 and a quarter.
Yeah.
And you're just like, where the hell did that come from? So, I mean, it's interesting where these are going to go. I want to look at all these teams here, and I want to throw a team out there, and I want to see if it's even worth them trading. Let's start right in the East. Let's start with the number one team in the East, record wise. I'm going to change that right now. You might say the best team in the East now. Boston Celtics.
No, they got Isaiah.
Do they want to pay Isaiah, though?
I would.
I don't think Boston wants to pay Isaiah Thomas. I think that's why they haven't offered him extension.
Because he's undersized and he's old. I don't
5 foot seven. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. Like, Boston could definitely be in play.
If you were Danny Ainge, would you trade Isaiah Thomas and a couple picks for Kyrie?
Probably, because they're very similar players. Kyrie's just younger.
Yeah, 25.
Neither are great defenders.
Isaiah Thomas is. I just said he was the worst defender of all point guards in the NBA.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Kyrie has been shown to be injured too, though. I don't know. It's
Isaiah Thomas is 28. He'll be 29 next February. He averaged 29 a game, but that's because no one else is scoring.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give him Gershon Yabusele.
Who?
I don't think Cleveland trades Boston.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Demetrius, you said no right off the bat before we even discussed it. You still a no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Boston would maybe entertain it, but I don't think it would happen.
Toronto.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't know enough about Toronto, so I can't
say. They just paid Kyle Lowry.
No.
I don't think they have enough assets to move right for it anyway.
No.
Nah.
The Wizards.
No.
For John Wall.
Oh, I think John Wall is a better player than Kyrie.
I do, too. The only reason I could see them trying to do it is because, once again, John Wall is a clutch sports guy. He's a LeBron guy. But if I'm Washington, I don't take Kyrie for John Wall.
No, John Wall is better.
The Atlanta Hawks.
You could go there.
I think that's a definite spot.
Hawks have picks. Let's
write Atlanta down before we start. We'll write all the teams down, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll kind of roster bait.
Roster bait.
A team that I think he'd be.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Sorry, I watch too much of the league. Were you roster baiting in there? a team that I think he would be really fun to watch, but I don't think they would do it, is Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because they have a point guard in Malcolm Brogdon who just won the Rookie of the Year.
I don't know. I thought Brogdon was a shooting guard. He plays point guard?
Yeah, he was playing point. Okay. Him and Giannis were playing point.
Yeah, I know Giannis was playing.
Giannis was playing point?
Yeah, that dude's at the secondary position.
Wow.
I'm telling you, two, three years from now, that dude might be the best player in the NBA. Like, we talk about Durant and Kyrie, or Kawhi, as the next one, too. But my goodness gracious, Giannis is just like, The amount of improvement he puts out every year is like you just sleep on him, and then all of a sudden you're just like, that's what he put up? Like, that's his stats?
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute. But I don't think they break up that core to do anything for him.
No.
Zetras?
No.
Okay. The Indiana Pacers, they don't have nothing.
I don't even know anything about the Pacers anymore.
Maybe like Miles Turner and...
All right, let's move on.
Lance Stevenson?
The Chicago Bulls. They don't have nothing. They're not taking Paul Zipser.
No.
Miami Heat. That's an intriguing
spot. That could be a spot.
Let's write Miami down.
Miami is one of the four that he mentioned, so.
That's where I want him to go.
Because then LeBron won't go there.
Yeah. Oh, wait till I drop some more LeBron knowledge on you, man. I'm telling you, man, LeBron James is my favorite player in the NBA, guys. Excuse me. I meant to say that next summer. I said this 1 year too early. Shout out. If Jordan was on, I would tell Jordan to to call in, but Jordan's like, I can't wait till you get two LeBron jerseys next year because you talk so much smack about that guy, and all you're going to do is represent him like you did from day one just because you know you're going to troll everybody and they're going to hate it. And I said, damn right.
Why is Funaki so tan?
Because he's SmackDown number one announcer.
Dude, he looks like you.
That's
like,
Meng Ai and
like,
C and Ding.
He looks like you. Spray tan.
Sean Ding?
Sean Ding, sorry. Battleground. Sorry, they're showing all the announced teams on Battleground here.
And Funaki is extremely tan for some reason.
Oh, these guys are going to mark hard when Jinder comes out.
Jinder number one. Do you remember when Funaki and Yamaguchi-san and Men's Teo and Dick Togo and Taka Michinoku was going to choppy-choppy Val Venus' pee-pee?
Yep.
For sleeping with Yamaguchi-san's wife.
Yep.
And then he got mad and he paddled her in the middle of the ring because he disciplined her for sleeping with Val Venus. Anyway.
Yep.
There's our rough history. The Detroit Pistons.
Who's their point guard?
Reggie Jackson.
They don't really have much because they don't have Pope anymore. And I mean, they have Andre Drummond, but I don't know what else they have on their roster that they could even.
Luke Kennard.
Stanley Johnson.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't think that. What did you say, Dungeon?
Could be his team.
I mean, if you're LeBron, would you rather have. There's a Bullet Club in front row as per normal. I mean, would you trade Drummond? Well, I'm not even going to raise Detroit. I don't even think they have anything worth a damn.
No, except for Drummond. Drummond would be a good fit in Cleveland, but.
The Charlotte Hornets.
I think
this nerd climbing to put the flyer? You put the shortest guy.
He got it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I think Charlotte is going to stay in Pat with Kemba.
Yeah.
Kemba Walker.
And, you know, here's the guy.
Very, and Kyrie and him are very similar players.
And there's a guy on that team that I think would be fantastic to put with LeBron. And I know a lot of people might kill me for saying this, but I think a great fit for LeBron is Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Oh, definitely.
Because that's a guy who can defend, and he's a two-way player.
Yep.
And if he doesn't score, it doesn't matter.
No.
You know?
No, he definitely.
You know what? I'm going to write Charlotte down, and I'm gonna man the GM on that one, because I got an idea.
Kidd-Gilchrist, Kemba Walker.
The New York Knicks.
Oh, that's definitely a spot that I can see Kyrie going.
I will write New York down.
Because they meet the Jesus.
The Orlando Magic.
Mm. Who's their point guard?
Alfred Payton.
They have nothing, do they?
I don't think they're getting it done for Mario Hezonja.
Okay, let's not put them on.
I mean, I don't think they're giving up Jonathan Isaac in like four picks for
him.
Yeah.
They have to give up their entire like team pretty much.
Here's an interesting one. The Philadelphia 76ers.
I think there's Kyrie could be a fit there because Ben Simmons is likely going to be like the LeBron James type of player there where he's doing most of the ball handling.
Did you catch how he almost, yeah.
He's going to be
LeBron James.
He's going to be a LeBron James type player that is going to be doing more of the ball handling and kind of like running the team. So I can see Kyrie fitting in there. Cause, all
right, we're going to throw Philly in there.
But I don't know if Kyrie doesn't want to be that second that he wants to like.
I think it'd be his team.
He wants to run the team, but he also wants to be the number one option. And that's really like hard to do and most of the time not really successful when you're a point guard.
So I'm going to put Philly down because I have an idea for Philly.
Okay.
And I don't even want to say this. The Brooklyn Nets.
No.
If I'm Cleveland, I just say, screw it. You want out? You're going to Brooklyn.
Wow, what does Brooklyn have?
They just got Russell, though.
Give us D'Angelo Russell. Give us Sean Kilpatrick. And I don't know. Give us D'Angelo Russell, Sean Kilpatrick, and then we free up a ton of salary cap.
And all your picks for the next 5 years.
They go, sorry, they're already going to Boston. No, seriously. Like you get Sean Kilpatrick, D'Angelo Russell, and then you free up salary cap.
Yeah.
So like I don't think it's worth it, but. And then you tell Kyrie, well, that's what you get for asking for a trade when you still have 3 years on a contract.
Yeah.
And you don't have a no-trade clause. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Kyrie probably be like, okay, I'll score.
Yeah. All right, so we have five teams in the Eastern Conference. Let's move to the West. Golden State.
No.
They Marcus Morris tweeted, "Well, Kyrie, I wish you the best. Just don't let him go to Golden State." The San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah,
they have to be on there because they would be. Oh man. If Pop could get him to fit in, him and Kawhi would be just nasty.
What if they tried to do something like LaMarcus Aldridge and Kyrie swap, and then like they throw Kevin Love in there somehow, and then like the Cavs get something else?
Wait, were you saying they would trade?
They would trade like Kyrie and Kevin Love to the Spurs for like LaMarcus Aldridge and like something else.
I think it'd have to be Aldridge and like maybe Devontae Murray and Danny Green just for Kyrie.
Yeah. But I could see Cleveland like maybe like saying like, you know, we want to try and get rid of Kevin Love too.
They wouldn't have enough cap. That's why they'd have to get rid of Aldridge to make the cap for the 20 that, because yes, it's only $20 million. It's a very friendly contract, but it's still $20 million.
Yeah.
You know, and they're tight as it is. But I mean, I guess then again, though, you know, if Danny Green isn't there, maybe they do take Kevin Love.
Because I know, like, the Spurs are probably wanting to try to get rid of Aldridge, and Aldridge doesn't want to be there. And we know for a fact that Cleveland doesn't really want Kevin Love anymore. So
that would be a good trade. Okay, so we got Spurs written down. Houston, no. The Clippers,
possibly.
I told them they should have traded him Chris Paul for him.
Yeah,
I said that from day one. I don't think. Okay. I'll put the Clippers down, but you're GM in the Clippers, and you're calling me on that trade.
Calling you? What do you mean?
Well, because, like I said, I'm taking Charlotte. I'm going to offer you a trade. You're Cleveland, and I'm going to be Charlotte.
Okay.
And I'm going to offer you a trade.
You mean you're Cleveland, and I'm going to be the Clippers?
Yeah, you're going to offer me a trade then. Do you think they got a shot at doing it?
Man. I'll try. I'm not the best with salary cap stuff. So.
It's okay. We can be leaning on salary cap, and we'll get these teams down. We'll separate them, and then we'll take a break too.
Okay.
So we can kind of rock and roll. But I mean, if they have a shot, we might as well take it down. Utah. I don't know if they can.
Rubio.
Yeah, I don't think they do anything.
No, I mean, they could maybe use them. They could obviously use another star player, but yeah, I don't think it's in the cards for them.
There's no way they're moving Gobert.
No.
OKC. No.
No.
They already have a guy like that who's better.
Yeah.
Memphis. I don't think Memphis changes what they're doing.
No.
I mean, there's a reason people pick Memphis to be an NBA Finals caliber team every year because they're built like that. They just get bad breaks.
Yeah.
You know? Portland.
No. They already have a McCollum and
would they trade Lillard for Kyrie?
Hell no.
Okay. Denver. Denver's interesting. I just don't think they have anything to give up.
Yeah. And I think Denver also too like believes that they have such a good young core that they probably don't want to mess with that either.
I think Denver's gonna scare a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like the Milwaukee Bucks of the West. Where they just kinda come out of nowhere and you're like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
New Orleans Pelicans.
No, because they just.
Do you trade them for Boogie?
No, because then you have.
And you move Drew to the two.
Kyrie would probably have to go to the two.
That's not working. I know a team that would definitely want him, but I don't know if they could do it. Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, they would definitely want him.
We'll put it on there and see if somebody can try to make a case for it. Because here's the thing, everyone listening that we're saying is, the minute that a guy like Kyrie Irving, a top player in the NBA like this, goes on the trade market, if you don't at least call Cleveland, no matter what your situation is, you're doing a bad job as a general manager.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why we're breaking this down. Like, you know, even Houston with Chris Paul and James Harden, Daryl Morey has to call. If you don't call and just inquire about it.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't get a transitional player like this every day that just goes on the block.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Sacramento.
I would love to have them, but we don't have anything to do.
Demetrius, I'm going to make
I'm
a case.
GMing it.
No, I'm going to be your GM. I'm going to be Vladdy. You're going to be Vivek Ranadev, and you're going to be behind me smoking cigarettes trying to get me to find the next Buddy Hield to cherry pick.
Tight.
And I'll tell you to calm down because I'm Vladdy.
Calm down. Calm down. Don't get a big
dick.
Whoa.
We can say dick. Or don't get a big penis.
FCC, please don't kill us, FCC.
Elijah, see, and this is another thing, too, we'll get in with Cleveland. I'm going to do it for your sake.
This is
Sacramento. Minnesota, I think, obviously, we have to write it down.
Yeah, we have to.
Because there's, yeah.
Well, he named them as one of the places that he'd go, so.
The Lakers, no. That's not happening. Because I mean, they're invested in Lonzo,
yeah.
And they're gonna attempt. I'm doing air quotations because I'm very confident that they're getting LeBron, so they don't want anything to do with Kyrie.
Yeah.
Lastly, the Phoenix Suns. I say hell yes.
They're
defined Phoenix.
They're a team that has definitely some pieces to give.
So we have 11 teams here. We're going to split these up here. Like I said, I'll take San Antonio. Elijah's going to take the Clippers. I'm going to take Charlotte. What other team would you like to kind of see what you could do as a team to explore a trade for?
Phoenix.
You got Phoenix. Represent. I'm gonna go Philly. I want to try to GM as Philly. See what I can get. We got Atlanta, Miami, New York, San Antonio.
I can take Atlanta too, I guess.
Atlanta, okay. Elijah's gonna take Atlanta. Demetrius, you want to take any of these teams? Okay. Well, we'll end up doing, Demetrius, is once we kind of figure out all these trades, we'll have you kind of. You can kind of pick what you think might be the best offer, best trade.
I don't even know enough for that.
I'll give Dallas a go. That might be kind of fun. Miami, New York, San Antonio.
Maybe we can just talk about those together.
I'll take Miami. That's fine. You want to take New York, San Antonio?
Sure.
Let's do it. And then the only one I didn't put down was Minnesota because, look, the only way this trade's happening is if it's Wiggins and Deng for Kyrie.
Yeah.
The only way we can make money work.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to wait till December 15th to trade Jeff Teague and something.
Yeah.
So – that one will just kind of look. We already know the trade. I'm going to put A, W, and Gorgie for Kyrie. Okay, we already have one trade done. So we each are taking five teams. Elijah's going to take Atlanta, New York, San Antonio, the Clippers, and Phoenix. I'm going to take Sacramento, Dallas, Philly, Charlotte, and Miami. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're each going to kind of – reverse role GM. I'll GM for Cleveland on his. He'll GM for Cleveland on mine. And we don't need 100% try to make the money fully match. You know, if we can agree on a deal, we can, you know, teams can throw in contracts to make things match. So we're going to try to just offer what we think might be the best deal. And then we're going to take these 11 trades and we're going to kind of throw them up and let Demetrius kind of come in as David Stern and see who he wants to screw over, like Chris Paul to the Lakers. And then also, when we come back, I'm going to drop right when we come back. I'm going to give Elijah a new update as to why.
Update!
Your boy is going to the Lakers. Don't go away.
With over 30 years' experience, the smart people call on Doug Pepper Painting and Pressure Washing. Interior, exterior, commercial, and residential, Doug Pepper does it all. Is your house looking ugh? Call on Doug. Doug Pepper Painting and Pressure Washing, 404-966. 3361. Mention WBLZ Sports and you'll get a special We've Got Balls discount. That's Doug Pepper Painting and Pressure Washing. 404-966-3361.
This is Anna. She's crazy about football. Her team is playing at home next week and she really wants to go. But when she looks for tickets, they're all sold out. Anna doesn't know where else to look. There are hundreds of confusing websites and scalpers are sketchy. But then, Anna discovers SeatGeek.
SeatGeek finds tickets from hundreds of sources and puts them all in one interactive map. Anna easily buys the best deal with two taps and no surprises. When game day arrives, Anna scans her ticket using SeatGeek and gets her receipt before the first snap. SeatGeek, the smart way to buy tickets.
Even Millie Vanilli thinks we're hot. WBLZ Sports.
My name is Nick Piccarelli. I am the mad scientist of sports. Join me and the nerdy professor, Andrew Goldcloth, live Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Mad Scientist Sports Lab, right here on WBLZ Sports.
Hey, Alex DeMello here, host of The Pop Culturist, inviting you to check out myself alongside Half Pint Kyle Adams as we discuss all the latest news in movies, TV, music, and Broadway. Well, not until another Hamilton comes our way. Check us out every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Also, you can archive our show, blogtalkradio.com, search bar Unpopular Media Network, not only to listen to the pop cultures, but all the great content we have to offer on Unpopular Media. And now, back to our show.
Tomatonga having a hell of a G1. Now, real quick, I want to just bring up the importance of why we're doing these trades. Is we saw with the likes of Indiana what happens when you don't make a move and when you decide to be spiteful. Because I'm gonna say this, and these are some things that we said a couple weeks ago. One of the shows you weren't on, Elijah, when you were doing one of your excursions. I think the reason why Sacramento got such – the Pelicans got such a bad deal from Sacramento – Sacramento that got kind of a bad deal. Excuse me. That was right. The reason why I think Sacramento got such a bad haul, and the same reason why Indiana got such a bad haul is like I said, tell me if I'm right or wrong here, but I think teams are still scared to trade with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the Lakers, if they get one piece, that's all it takes to turn that team around. That's all it ever does. Mm-hmm. They were a team who couldn't get out of the first round, and they get Paul Gasol, and they go to three straight finals. Yeah. Just Paul Gasol. Pack it up, man. Pack it up. Pow, baby. Pow,
stretch, Paul, pow.
So, you know, a lot of these teams, I think, don't want to do it. And we all see how aggressive and how good Polinka and Magic Johnson are doing. They turn that team from a cesspool of poo to arguably one of the top 3 to 5 up-and-coming squads in the next year here.
Yeah.
And I say this because, obviously, we saw the Boogie trade that Demetrius loved, getting Tyreek Evans back and Buddy Hield.
They know
something. Because, Elijah, I'll ask you once again, would you rather have Buddy Hield and Tyreek Evans, or would you rather have a draft pick and Brandon Ingram?
No comment.
Let's look at the Nets. Let's look at the let's take the Nets as for an example. You get a gullible trash team like that. They gave them the 27 and Brooke Lopez for D'Angelo Russell, and they took Mozgov back. That's a terrible trade. Like, why were you giving up a first-round pick and taking back the contract?
Because they're stupid.
Now we look at Indiana. Indiana got Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis.
And Oladipo has one of the worst contracts.
Four years, $80 million. So, and the Lakers offered Jordan Clarkson the number 27 and the number 28. And they chose Oladipo and Sabonis. Do you know what the 27 and 28 became? 28 became two picks, which means the 27 and 28, they would have gotten Jordan Clarkson, Thomas Bryant, Josh Hart, and Kyle Kuzma from Paul George. Instead, they took Sabonis and Oladipo. And if you look at the, like, I understand it's just summer league guys, but Demetrius, you firsthand, one of the first people that said this to me, and I believe it as a true statement because how much you don't like the Lakers. Kyle Kuzma is probably better than Victor Oladipo at this point with how well he played.
He's playing very well.
My God, could he miss?
He was very solid.
Like, I understand it's summer league, but you don't just make shots with a hand in your face that frequently.
There was always somebody in his face, too, and he was making shots.
His average went up 2 points a game from college playing against pros.
Well,
and you wanted
some
Victor
are pros.
True.
Some are going to go back to teaching school.
But, like, when he was going in there when they were playing Dallas, and he was trashing Yogi Ferrell and Dennis Smith.
Yeah.
Like, Yogi Ferrell was a decent player last year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like, yeah, some of these guys will go back to be, you know, selling cars.
Selling cars and teaching school.
But the fact that this dude's points per game went up, and you guys wanted Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis, that to me says that teams don't want to trade with LA because they don't want to give them the slight chance of getting better.
Yeah.
Now, before we break down these trades, this is my do I still have it? I want this is now my sound clip. Oh, it's gone. I don't have the LeBron James kid anymore. Damn. I wish I had the LeBron James kid. Because LeBron James, man, he's coming. Staples Center. Starting 2017-28 season, is now adding a new restaurant inside of Staples Center. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, they have officially agreed with the owner and creator of Blaze Pizza, the fastest growing pizza company in the U.S. The amount of pizza chains that they've opened in the last year and the money they're making.
Just Blaze.
Blaze Pizza, for those of you who don't know, there's an entrepreneur in the world who really wants to become a billionaire, and he's doing a great job of it. And he started funding this company, and he specifically brought it to Genie Bus to put it in Staples Center. Blaze Pizza, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only LeBron James, the sole creator of Blaze Pizza.
Could be just a coincidence. Could be.
Is there a Blaze Pizza in the Quicken Loans arena? Sorry, Dan Gilbert.
LeBron hates Dan Gilbert, by the way.
Yeah, he does. He gave him their ring and he's out. That was tight. The fact that he was at the Summer League game, he was hanging out with Rob Pelinka.
I definitely think LeBron's not going back to Cleveland after this.
Yeah.
Season.
And that's why I want Kyrie in Miami, because then he won't go to Miami. Elijah. It continues to be spoken into existence. Are you going to be okay with it next year?
I don't care.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be beyond okay with it.
I don't hate the Lakers as much as you think I do.
I know. But to me, I just assume everyone hates the Lakers.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting the worst because then I'm waiting for all of the anti-Laker fans to start wearing Laker hats. And I'll be going, what are you wearing that for? Oh, man. The King's going to get him a title. Like, you like the Lakers? Yeah, man. Of course I do. Because you know that's going to – it's going to be worse if he goes to L.A. than it was with Miami.
Ask him some of the players that were on the Lakers before Kobe and Shaq got there.
Oh, my God. I will have a field day. I had a field day as it was with Miami. When people would come in talking about Miami, I'm like, oh, man, what'd you think of Ronnie Cicely? What'd you think of Glenn Rice? What about Tim Hardaway?
Steve Smith.
Like, these people are I don't know. It's going to be worse with the Lakers. Man, first they had Kobe. Now they got LeBron. Shut up. Anyway. Oh, That was my LeBron breaking news update to LA 2.0. All right. First team we have on the list, he is going to kill Rusev if okay, good, he said hit me. Like, if he just throws him where there's nothing, he's done.
No, those tables are still there. He's not going through the tables.
Oh, yeah, and then he can put his flag in? Yeah, okay. First up, you're the Atlanta Hawks. I guess I'm Dan Gilbert because the team is so trash they went into the offseason with no GM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they would have had David Griffin, I bet you they would have had a chance of getting Butler.
Yeah.
Or they would have had a chance to get Paul George.
Didn't Butler say that he didn't want to go to Cleveland because they didn't have a GM in place?
He wanted to go to Cleveland to play with Kyrie, but a little birdie told him, don't go to Cleveland. It's not what you expect it to be.
Oh, okay.
And then that's when Kyrie wanted to go to Chicago, and he said, hey, I'm leaving because I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys have apparently been planning this for a while, and it was one of those sources that, you know, he's like, man, this is an interesting situation, Kyrie said. You go into free agency with no GM.
Stupid.
Like, Dan Gilbert, I trash James Dolan, but Dan Gilbert's an idiot, you know? But let's go to this. The Atlanta Hawks. Demetrius, once again, will be our Adam Silver. He's kind of the NBA commissioner. What are you offering me for the services of Kyrie Irving?
Now, disclaimer, Atlanta, now that I looked at their rosters, has less than I thought. But so what I guess I'm going to offer you is I will offer you Dennis Schroeder, our first round pick from Minnesota, our first round pick next year, Dwayne Dedman, Ileson Arisola, or whatever his name is.
Ereson Ilyasova?
Yeah, Ereson Ilyasova for Kyrie Love, or Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and Kay Felder.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, you're right. They really don't have a ton. And here's the thing is, I don't think those picks are going to be worth that much.
No. And I know I could have threw in, like, John Collins, but I don't think Atlanta's going to give up John Collins.
No. Damn. All right, so I'm just going to cross them off. I'm not even going to write it down to go for it.
I mean, Dennis Schroeder is pretty good.
And he would be great with LeBron.
Yeah. But Dwayne Dedman's decent.
Yeah, he's not a bad player. And he's cheaper.
Yeah.
But I think now that you're asking us to get rid of Kevin Love, too, I know I want to get rid of salary.
Yeah.
But if I lose in Kyrie and LeBron, I need to have somebody.
True.
But then, you know, because then it's like, okay – I trade Kevin Love to you with him, and now I have a complete free salary. What up, Alexa Bliss? I have a free salary cap going, but now I am not a destination again.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting stars. Now I'm paying Alan Crabb $20 million.
I just think if I'm Atlanta, I have to ask for Kevin Love, too.
Hey, and that's the thing.
Their power forward situation isn't.
No, especially losing Millsap.
Yeah.
No, but see, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Every GM needs a call, whether they get shot down or not. They have to do something like that. All right, so I'm coming up with the Miami Heat. If I'm the Miami Heat, boy, oh boy, I can't trade you him because he's not going to be eligible yet. Now, this is – what is he making? I don't even have his money on that. I don't even know his money. I should do this real quick. Real quick while we're kind of BSing through this. I know I was saying I don't want to worry too much about money and too much about the salary crap, salary cap.
The salary crap?
Salary crap. Holy crap. Oh, the Fashion X-Files. This should be interesting to see who's the team that comes up.
But we can't hear it.
No, we can't. Let's see. So he's making too much money as it is next year. So you could take those two. All right, if I'm as a Miami Heat, I'd throw you Goran Dragic, Justice Winslow, and two firsts.
I would think about it, but I think I'm still going to pass.
And I say that as the fact that the Heat were a lottery team last year, too.
Will they still be a lottery team with Kyrie Irving?
Probably not, because I think how bad the East is.
Yeah, I think I would pass on that. I mean, I don't know. Justice Winslow could be a pretty good player besides LeBron James.
You get Goran Dragic.
And you get Goran Dragic.
I still be a nice system type player.
Let's see here. What else do you got?
Because I like I can't throw in Kelly Olynyk because he's gonna make too much.
Yeah.
And I can't throw in Tyler Johnson because he's making as much as Kyrie. I could trade Jabam Adebayo, but he's gonna be not eligible to be traded because of his rookie thing until the middle of December. I could throw in a guy like Rodney Magruder. You know, as a bench piece.
And Hassan Whiteside would be off the question.
Yeah, he makes so much money. I wouldn't trade you Whiteside for him anyway.
What if I threw Kevin Love in the deal?
For Whiteside?
Yeah.
Well, like, with... So, Winslow, Dragic, Whiteside, and 2 picks for Love and Irving?
I would say screw the picks.
Whiteside, Dragic, and Winslow for Love and Irving. I think if I'm Pat Riley, I'm hanging up. I think it's like I don't value Kevin Love.
No one does.
Like
that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm because I'm really trying to get rid of Kevin Love.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I say no.
Okay. Bye.
Man,
I say no too.
That's two teams down.
That trade did have me thinking though. I mean, it's close, but just not quite enough.
Oh, Fandango just got jumped. It's going to be sanity, I bet.
Fandango's still around?
Dude, these guys are hilarious. They're Tyler Breeze and him are like agents, like cops now, and they do detective work.
Oh, Jesus.
It's so funny. It's got to be sanity. Oh, they're dragging him out.
Why would they bring sanity up already?
I don't know, because they'll just job at SummerSlam. Why else do they have flashing lights?
Lights.
The Fashion Files. The truth is still out there. Okay, my next team, find them here. Well, they have the fifth highest salary in the NBA. The Charlotte Hornets. God, they're paying him a lot of money. All right. So let's see. If I'm Charlotte, okay. I guess I would send you Michael Kidd-Gilchrist because I know that would be a beneficiary to you.
Yeah.
I would give you Kemba Walker. I'd throw you a pick or two if you wanted it. And I'd either give you Frank Kaminsky or if we could somehow make it or wait, I'd give you – or actually, I wouldn't have to because of this. I'll give you Gilchrist, Kemba Walker – and a couple picks, or instead of the picks, I'll give you Malik Monk. Or if you'd rather, I'll give you Kid Gilchrist, Malik Monk, Frank Kaminsky, and a couple picks, and I'll keep Kemba.
Kemba has to be a part of the deal. So what was the first one again?
Michael Kid Gilchrist, Kemba Walker, and a couple picks.
That I could probably do, but... I think I would need another player.
I'll give you Frank Kaminsky. But then you're going to have to throw me some salary back. You're going to give me like Jared Smith. Because you're getting 25 with Kemba and MKG.
I'd throw in Jared Smith.
Or I could give you Kid Gilchrist, Cody Zeller, and Kemba Walker. And then I'd throw you Frank Kaminsky. And you can give me Love and Kyrie.
I'd do that trade.
All right, so Charlotte right now is the front runner. Charlotte is the front runner. We got MKG, Kemba, Zeller, and Frank the Tank for Kyrie and Love. All right, so that's the best deal we got so far. Look at them booty cheeks. Sorry.
I like their own.
I was saying it for Demetrius. Elijah, you are now up with the New York Knicks.
I'm still working on
it. Elijah's trying to make some bacon. I'd give you Dwayne. Man, shout out to the I kind of want to talk a little NFL. I want to talk to the Minnesota Vikings on something here. Gosh, they have a lot of salary cap.
Who does?
Philly. They don't have one guy making over $10 million.
Really? All right. Well, I already know what I would offer you.
Okay.
I would offer you Frank Ntilikina. How are you pronouncing
Frank Ntilikina?
Yeah. Carmelo Anthony and a first-round pick.
For Kyrie?
For Kyrie. And
Kyrie
and Kevin Love.
I'm not taking that. I don't want Kevin Love. I don't have enough money to take that.
Why can't I get rid of Kevin Love?
This is the problem. Look,
because honestly, I still like.
Here's the thing: is like to make me take Kevin Love, you got to incentivize something for me, and your draft picks don't mean squat with LeBron on it. Now, if you want, like, okay, I'll tell you this: I would take. So if I'm throwing in Kevin Love, no, I would give you Kyrie for Carmelo Ntilikina on a first. I would do that, but I ain't taking Kevin Love.
Damn. Still, like, if I'm the Knicks, I still feel like that's too much.
The only way I'm taking, the only way I take Kevin Love is if we can get a third team in this deal to take Kevin Love and I can get another draft pick. So if you can find a team that would take Kevin Love and give me a first-round pick, I would do it. Because then I'd be getting Carmelo, Ntilikina, and two firsts. And then you'd be getting rid of Love and adding. You'd be adding Kyrie. You'd be getting rid of
we're backwards.
Yes. Okay.
We'd be adding Frank.
Yeah. So
Carmelo and a first round pick.
Yeah. So I'm the and I'm Cleveland.
Yeah.
But then why would you want Kevin Love?
No, I'm saying I'd give you Kevin Love.
So
you're the Knicks.
No, you're the Knicks.
Oh,
you offered me Nil. That's why I got confused. So you offered me Melo, Ntilikina, and a first for Kyrie. I would do that.
Okay. Well, I think the Knicks would want.
If you want Kevin Love, you can have him.
I'd do that.
But then you just got to find me a first-round pick somewhere.
Okay.
I would do that. So that's the team. So we kind of need a third team.
Because Porzingis can play center.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So we would have Ntilikina, Melo first for Kyrie, and then Love would go to New York. I'll give you Kyrie and Kevin Love, and you give me Ntilikina, Melo, and two firsts. Then we don't have to even deal with the third team.
All right.
Perfect. All right, so we got two deals done. Philadelphia. If you gave me Kyrie Irving, I would give you – I mean, we'd have to make some of these contracts match. Like, you'd have to take Jared Bayless. Because of the contracts that work.
Yeah.
But I would give you Markelle Fultz, and you take Okafor.
Which Okafor?
Jahlil.
Okay.
So it'd be Fultz, Jahlil Okafor, and then Bayless to make the contracts match for Kyrie. No picks allowed. I keep Ben Simmons. I keep Embiid.
Can you throw Robert Covington in there? Or
done.
Let's see here.
Done. I would do it.
Give me a minute.
Or TJ McConnell, Rashawn Holmes, Furkan Korkmaz, Timothy Luau Cabaret. Justin Anderson.
Okay. So you give me.
I give you Mark. You essentially the piece would be Markelle Fultz.
Yes, Markelle, because he's going to be.
That's like, your future.
Yes.
So you get Fultz. You get Jahlil Okafor. We're maybe in a new situation, he pans out okay.
That'd be your two like players of the future.
And then because we would need to. Make about $8-9 million. Jared Bayless would be the deal.
Yep, and then I would say, if you can throw in a guy like Robert Covington,
I would need something back to match that salary. Then
would you take J.R. Smith or Iman Shumpert?
Either one, your choice.
I could be J.R. Smith.
Okay, so I'm. Is that a deal?
Or. I
I'm assuming Dario's off the table.
Yeah, I'm not moving Dario.
Okay.
If I'm getting rid of Fultz and Okafor.
Yeah, that's true. How about you keep Okafor and Sarge instead of Okafor?
No, I'm not trading Sarge. I'm not trading Dario Sarge.
All right. Can you throw in Timothée?
Timothée Luau Cabrera. How much is his Shumpert make?
Damn it.
Because let's see. Bayless Fultz, 16, 20. So what do we got? 24. So Shumpert makes more than $4 million, right?
Mm-hmm, he does.
Because you just got to get him to send me back $4
million. You're not showing us.
Here, I can get it. Let me grab it. We apologize for all the dead air people. We're trying to get numbers here, trying to make this work. Shumpert's making 10. Done.
Okay.
So you guys are actually freeing up $6 million.
Okay. So, yeah. So.
Okay. So it's Fultz, Okafor, Timothée Luau Cabrera, Mr. TLC, and Covington. For Kyrie and Shumpert. I don't lose any picks. You guys free up $6 million.
And get some young players.
Yep. All right. I like it. We got a done deal. San Antonio, Elijah. What are you offering me from the dilapidated boat? It's like, I feel like, I don't know what they offer. Like, I'm looking at this team right now, and I don't want LaMarcus Aldridge.
No, I know. I mean, what if we?
You know, I think I'm just hanging up on San Antonio.
Yeah, because we're not giving you Kawhi.
Yeah.
And you're not.
I'm not doing it for Danny Green and Kyrie and Rudy Gay.
And. I'll give you Yoel Anthony. You guys can have him back.
Ooh, and Levio John Charles. Yeah, I'm just gonna cross out San Antonio. That's an all-go.
Because I know they're not gonna be able to trade Rudy Gay.
That's just too hard of a trade to do, even though he wants to go there.
Yeah.
Because what do you need Aldridge for when you got Kevin Love? It's another albatross contract that isn't working out that great.
Yeah.
See a Mike Bennett. You just got jobbed out on your first pay-per-view match.
Yeah. Spurs.
He showed it.
Spurs. Too hard.
The LA Clippers.
That's me, right?
Yep. You are the next contestant. And for those of you playing at home, I'm just going on hoopsite.com, getting all the salaries. Easiest way to do it. Even tells you who's an Amistad.
Your mom's Amistad.
Probably. Dang. She's that cripple.
She was sea walking.
Okay.
The theme is going to be the theme that is always. I'm going to somehow, since. Why?
why?
Clippers, I give.
Shawn Michaels. Is this that?
Rehab Jesus movie?
Yeah. Pure country. Shawn Michaels is just making movies, man. Hey, they're doing Talking Smack after the show. Since they cancel it every week. Oh,
well, is it still running?
They were doing it every Tuesday.
But now they're doing it.
Vince was like, what the hell is this? This is real life. This isn't what our show's about.
But they're still going to do it.
They're just doing it on pay-per-views now. Yeah, that was one of the best things that happened to SmackDown. It's almost time for the Punjabi prison. Hey, that kid is pissed as hell. Punjabi prison. Look at that kid with the red cheeks. He's mad as hell.
In the number Nuggets jersey?
Yeah, he's wearing a stupid-ass hat. That dude's wearing a Sonics Ray Allen jersey. There's Simon Gotch's dad.
Simon Gotch, dick.
It's time for the Punjab prison, Punjabi prison.
I didn't mean to say Punjab.
Punjab.
I'm awake. Is the Great Khali going to come out?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm not taking off.
All right.
What do you got for me, Doc?
I got... Let's see here. I'm going to pull up Cleveland's roster again quick.
Uh-oh. Do you want me to do my Dallas trade?
No.
Okay.
I just give me a minute. We didn't like give ourselves enough time on our break to like go over all this, like make our strategy.
I'm just quick. I do a lot of 2K rebuilds. I'm quick on the gun.
How do you even get inside of a Punjabi prison? Oops, sorry.
I'm thinking.
What are you apologizing for?
Because it's random.
Oh, that's fine.
This is a random show tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of random, while he's getting that together, I want to talk about how the Minnesota Vikings might Mr. Magoo their way into a top five NFL quarterback.
Right.
I don't know if anyone saw this.
I didn't, probably. Okay, let's see here.
Just when our quarterback problems couldn't get any weirder, they might get better somehow. We'll talk about it after, but. I couldn't believe it, and some people are going to hate it. I'm going to be one of those guys who think it's a really good idea. But then again, unless it's Kobe or Team, who I don't really have loyalty to people, or Patrick Laine, because he's pretty tight.
Okay.
All right, Clippers. Doc, I don't have all night.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure you got to go take your kid out for a Happy Meal.
All right, so... I will give you DeAndre Jordan, Austin Rivers, Maurice Spates, and DeAndre Liggins for Kyrie Tristan.
Huh!
And maybe J.R. Smith.
That's interesting.
That's not a bad trade.
DeAndre Jordan, DeAndre Liggins, Austin Rivers, and who is the fourth?
Maurice Spates.
For Tristan and Kyrie. I think I'd do it. I think I'd take that deal.
Could I ask for J.R. Smith?
Yeah.
You said yeah.
What? Do you know all these salaries for them?
No. I know Tristan Thompson has a big deal.
Thompson's making 17 or 16. Kyrie's making 18. J.R. Smith is making 13.
Oh, shit.
Shoot. SCC.
Shoot.
So that's 18, 28, 38, 40, 350. That's like $52 million.
I know. Okay, then that's probably. DeAndre Jones has a pretty big contract.
Yes. So let me look at this. DeAndre's making 22. Austin Rivers is making 11. So that's 33. So. You might have to take out. You actually, let's see, Liggins is only making 1.5. And who's the other guy?
Bruce Spates.
Spates is on a team.
Oh, he isn't? No. I must have looked at the wrong roster.
So you're giving me 34. You're giving me enough to do the other two. You wouldn't have enough for JR. The only way I'm giving you JR, or I'll give you JR Smith. Look, all right. You want JR Smith?
I would either want him or Shumpert.
Okay, your choice, we'll say. So Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson, and your choice of Shumpert and Smith. You give me DeAndre Jordan, Austin Rivers, but I want Lou Will and Patrick Beverley. That kind of matches contracts too, because then now you're eating about $6 million.
But then I have like, how about? I'm pretty much trading away all my point guards.
Fine. You can keep Beverly. But I want Lou Will. Okay, if you want, you keep Beverly. I still want Lou Will. I want Decker and a first.
So you want Lou Will, Decker, and a first?
Lou Will, Decker, a first with Jordan Rivers, and you get your choice, Kyrie and Thompson. So you're trading me four guys and a pick for those three. Decker so I can get a cheap contract to fill my bench.
Sure.
Boom. We got a deal. I never thought there would be a deal with the Clippers. So we got DJ, AR, SD, Lou Will, and a first for Kyrie Irving, TT, and which one do you want, Shumpert or Smith?
I'll take Shumpert.
All right. Boom. Oh, they're spotlighting those guys. Dallas Mavericks, Elijah. I want Kyrie Irving.
Do you know I'm going to ask you for Dennis Smith?
I'll give you Dennis Smith and Wes Matthews at first.
I don't think I'm too high on Wes Matthews.
It's because he's making the 18.
Yeah.
That's why. Unless you want Harrison Barnes.
I think I would probably want Harrison Barnes over Matthews.
So Harrison Barnes, Dennis Smith, Kyrie Irving, and I need some money back.
Let's see here.
You'd be taking 26 mil, so you'd need to throw me another $6 million, or another $8 million. So we do Kyrie, and you give me Channing Frye.
Done.
Boom. Simple. So Harrison Barnes, Dennis Smith, for Kyrie Irving, and Channing Frye. That was the easiest one we've ever done. Mark Cuban's jacked us out because that's all Mark Cuban wants. All right, we have two teams left. Demetrius, I'm going at him with your Sacramento Kings. My Lanta. All right. So I'm even going to, like, remember when I said you got to do a throw-in?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your throw-in. I'm going to take Kevin Love from you.
Okay. Damn, my phone just died.
So you're going to get, you're getting rid of Kevin Love.
Okay.
But obviously, De'Aaron Fox has got to be in the trade.
Yeah.
Because there's no point. So, De'Aaron Fox, I'll give you Willie Cauley-Stein and Justin Jackson for Kyrie Irving, and I'll take Love because now you got $25 million bucks.
Is Buddy Hield off the table?
Yeah, because now I'm giving you four starters.
Well, I'm saying, what if we switch like Buddy Hield and Josh Jackson?
So De'Aaron Fox, Willie Cauley-Stein, and Buddy Hield.
But LeBron is leaving, probably. And
Justin Jackson's a three.
Oh, I was thinking Josh Jackson for some reason.
No, Justin Jackson's the dude they drafted from North Carolina, all ACC,
yeah.
Player of the Year, won a national championship. He slipped to 15 because somebody said he had a bad workout.
Okay. Would you guys throw in your pick?
We don't have a pick.
Sacramento doesn't have a first-round pick next year?
I think it goes to Chicago. That Garrett Temple deal.
God damn it.
So by you taking, you'd be taking De'Aaron Fox, Willie Cauley-Stein, Justin Jackson. That's $11 million that you'd be taking. And I'd be freeing you up.
And you take Kyrie and Kevin
I would
Love.
Take Kevin Love's $22.5 million deal. You'd be giving me 41 and taking back 11. You would free up $30 million. Meaning next year you could sign Paul George to keep LeBron there. Or you could sign Russell Westbrook. You could sign Boogie.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's no way LeBron's staying.
So that means
how about 66 million.
If he was LeBron.
What would it take to get Buddy Hield in the deal too?
You keep Kevin Love and I take Tristan Thompson.
I would do that deal.
But I don't know if I'm giving you Justin Jackson too. I'd give you Willie Cauley-Stein, De'Aaron Fox, and Buddy Hield. But I'm keeping Justin Jackson. I can't give you four people. Especially when I'm doing you a favor and giving you salary cap.
I wish I could pull up Sacramento's roster right now.
Right now they have Costa, Kupas, Garrett Temple, Matt Barnes, De'Aaron Fox, Willie Cauley-Stein, Buddy Hield, Justin Jackson, Anthony Tolliver, Georgios Papagiannis, Harry Giles, Malachi Richardson, Aaron Aflalo, and Skull. Can you pass the Labossiere?
I know he's probably off the table.
With the amount of
Giles?
Zach Randolph and Vince Carter.
Oh, yeah, we got Zach Randolph, Vince Carter, and Frank Mason, and George Hill. I'm not giving you four young guys. This team is this close to being relevant again. They're one of, like, three teams that got an A grade for offseason without doing really any free agency. Demetrius, I think Cleveland's playing too hard for me to get you Kyrie Irving. As they should. Mother Hubbard's got a loaded cupboard, but Mother Hubbard doesn't want to empty it, especially if I'm taking a guy like Kevin Love back.
Well, call me back if you want Harry Giles, if you want to give up Harry Giles.
Sacramento's going to amicably. Okay, I'll give you De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, and Harry Giles and keep Willie Cauley-Stein.
No, I want Willie Cauley-Stein.
All right. Sacramento is hanging up the phone.
Would you? What if I gave you Tristan Thompson, too? Would that work?
That's a lot of freaking money I'm taking. I mean, it would work. But so it would be Harry Giles, Willie Cauley-Stein, Buddy Hield, and De'Aaron Fox for Thompson, Love, and Kyrie.
And they'd be pretty much breaking up their, like, they'd be breaking up their young core. They're bringing in vets.
I never in a million years would have thought that I was able to hang up a Kyrie Irving trade with the Sacramento Kings. Gosh, that pisses me off that they have that much good talent right now.
It is just Cleveland has to get young talent,
mm-hmm,
because their team is, like, going
to
be blown up.
And that leads me to your last team, the Phoenix Suns. It's another team that there's a lot that you could try to get for it.
Can I do something so I can pull up their roster?
Phoenix?
Yeah.
Let me just use this. Represent! There you go. There's Phoenix right there.
How do you even win this match?
The Punjab prison. They open a door, and they can open the door for a minute, and then you have to escape. And then you have to climb over the second cage.
Oh, my.
That's why it didn't work when the great Kali wrestled The Undertaker in it, or Batista.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. So.
Oh, my.
That's all I can say. Jesus Christ, man. What do I want to give up to get? To get Kyrie Irving. There's so many good young players on Phoenix too.
Dude, the Pacific Division,
oh,
like,
God,
low-key is gonna be tough. In like 3 years from now, we're gonna be back to normal. The Clippers are gonna be at the bottom of the division. Cause Phoenix is gonna be better. Sacramento's gonna be better.
Hallelujah.
And the Lakers are gonna be better.
Yeah. Alright, so this is what I'm gonna give you. I'll give you Eric Bledsoe.
Okay.
Tyson Chandler. Alex, or not, well.
Now that one's locked forever, I guess. Yeah, they can't leave that one anymore. Okay, Tyson Chandler, Eric Bledsoe,
TJ Warren, and Jared, that's way too much. That's a lot of salary.
Remember, you got 20, you got 18 million, you just rounded up to 20 before you guys start throwing things in.
Yeah.
Represent.
Okay, so I'll give you Eric Bledsoe, first round pick.
Okay. I like both notes.
And.
Oh, you like that?
Ironically.
And Tyson Chandler.
No.
So you, Tyson Chandler's not.
I don't want Tyson Chandler. I'm going backwards.
Oh, Tyson Chandler is probably an upgrade over Tristan Thomas, maybe, honestly.
If he doesn't retire. I'll give you Kyrie Irving for Bledsoe the first and Josh Jackson.
Do
then you got your point guard of the future, and I got Bledsoe.
Yeah, this is so tough.
It is.
I don't want to give, if I'm Phoenix, I don't want to give up Josh Jackson.
Do you want to give up Josh Jackson? How bad do you want Kyrie Irving?
That is true.
Because it's Phoenix.
Yeah.
You need a star.
Yeah.
You got to represent. Represent. Do you think that guy's cheering for Jinder Mahal? He's like, screw that fake Indian. He's from Canada.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for anybody watching Battleground. Jinder Mahal is from Canada. No, I know.
Does Josh Jackson have to absolutely be part of the deal? Would you guys think about taking Dragan Bender?
No. Dragan Bender, I think, is a scrub. In my top 300 that I've been working on, I think me and Hagrid are the only two that have worked on it. He's ranked like 294 for me.
Jeez. When did you get that terrible rib test? Man, screw it. Okay.
You doing it? All right. We have EB.
Actually,
you just want to hang up and be done with it.
Because, I mean, Bledsoe's decent enough.
I don't think that's a rib tattoo.
It's not a rib tattoo, but it's okay.
I think you got it from the Punjab.
I'm doing it. Yeah.
Oh, that's a tattoo, dude.
It's a stupid tattoo.
Yep.
Or what would you think? I wonder.
You got it from the Punjab.
Would you take Marquise Chris instead of Josh Jackson?
Josh Jackson? What if? See, now this is going to be different for Phoenix sake because of where they're at, but what if you gave me both of them and I gave you Love or Thompson?
No.
Okay. Nah, I want Josh Jackson. I need a future.
All right.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have put together 7 deals, Demetrius. Oh, and then the last one, Minnesota. Wiggins and Dang for Kyrie. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, since they're on the list, is there any other trade that would be mentioned by either of us? If you were Minnesota.
Probably not. I mean, they probably would want, like...
I think they would do it for just Wiggins, but because the money doesn't match, they have to throw in an extra piece. That's why he matches the money. That's the only reason I didn't write either of us down for that team is because that's the only trade that makes
sense. I think, like, Minnesota would be more apt to get rid of, like, Belitza or someone else over. Like, I don't think they would want
I don't think
they'd want to give up Wiggins and Dang.
So, we'll put Nemanja Bjelica and Wiggins for Kyrie, then.
I still wouldn't do it, but...
I'm not saying you would do it, but I'm saying... In the sake of us doing this trade, if Minnesota's a team, you had to make a trade offer for it.
We'll give you Adrian Payne. Bjelica.
All right, Demetrius, you have 8 trades. What do you think is the best trade option for the Cleveland Cavaliers? I'm going to read them to you.
Well, right now, the main one that sticks in my head before you read them is the Pistons one.
We didn't do a Pistons trade.
Why don't you do a Pistons trade?
Nope.
Clippers, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. It's the Clippers, sorry.
So, we have Michael K. Gilchrist, Kemba Walker, Cody Zeller, and Frank Kaminsky for Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. We have Frank Ntilikina, Carmelo Anthony, a first-round pick for Kyrie Irving. And then another first-rounder goes to Cleveland and Kevin Love leaves to New York. So, 2 first-rounders.
Maybe.
Philly trades Markel Fultz, number pick in the draft, Jahlil Okafor, Timoti Luwawu-Cabarrot and Robert Covington for Kyrie Irving and Iman Shumpert. We have DeAndre Jordan, Austin Rivers, Sam Decker, Lou Williams, and a first for Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson, and Amon Shumpert.
That's the one I like.
We have Harrison Barnes and Dennis Smith Jr. for Kyrie Irving and Channing Frye, just because of money. He has to go in there. Andrew Wiggins and Nemanja Bjelica for Kyrie Irving. And then Eric Bledsoe, Josh Jackson, and a first for Kyrie Irving.
I like the Drummond one.
There is no Drummond one.
That's what you just said.
No, he didn't.
Unless I'm not paying attention.
You're not. Drummond's on the Pistons.
Right, for your head. What was the one?
DeAndre Jordan?
Yes, Jordan. I mixed up. That's the one I like.
All right, Bailey Clippers. You get Kyrie Irving. Well, I'll put him up on the.
What trade do you think was the best one for you? I'm thinking like, to me, I'm
the best one. If I'm Cleveland or if I'm a different team.
If I'm Cleveland.
If I'm Cleveland, I think the Philly one.
Yeah, I'm thinking Philly one, and then second probably the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, because I'm getting rid of Love and I'm adding four people.
Young, pretty talented guys.
Yeah, because I think people sleep on Kaminsky and Zeller.
Yeah.
I think they're a lot better than people think.
Yeah. And Kimba, like, Kimba plays the same way that Kyrie does. He might not be quite as good, but he can still score. He can still, like,
and I think he's
buckets.
A little less selfish.
Yeah.
And I think he might be a better defender.
Yeah.
So, which would be good for LeBron. And I don't think Kemba's the kind of guy who's going to have an ego about it. And Kemba's 26. I think he's only a year older.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he's going to have an issue of taking a back seat.
Yeah.
I think the Charlotte deal
is more like win now. It's probably more win now. But, like, for, like, young future, that's probably 76ers. Because, I mean, until, like, Okafor was doing pretty well in Philly until his attitude went into the dump. So, I mean, he could be a guy that could be a pretty good get for Cleveland, you know, and then you're adding Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, which you're getting the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. It's the same thing as the Kevin Love thing. I mean, you traded the number one pick in the draft, too, before. So,
yeah.
Real quick here before we go here, I don't know if you saw the Redskins once again did not give Kirk Cousins a contract.
Yeah.
Did you see the press conference?
I heard it was awkward as hell.
The owner, or the president, or whoever was up there. I don't think it might have been the GM. Was one of them. Kept referring to him and said his name about 10 times during the press conference.
Wasn't it Kurt? Yeah, Kurt.
Kurt Cousins. Talk about not knowing who your damn player is. He's gone.
Yeah, he signed that. Didn't they franchise him for a year?
Yep, and now next year he's unrestricted.
Yeah, he's flying the coop.
Now, we have a good but awkward situation in Minnesota here.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford's off the books next year. Teddy's looking like he's showing improvement, which is awesome.
Yeah, he's actually throwing the ball around and stuff without a knee brace right now.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, the signs are pointing to good. You know, in all honesty, if we can get Sam back next year, even on a friendly deal, and Bridgewater's healthy, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're getting Bradford back on a friendly deal, though.
I don't think so either. I'm just saying if.
Yeah.
But I don't. I hear. I somebody's gonna pay him. He's Cleveland or something. Somebody's gonna pay him.
Yeah.
He's gonna
pay him. The thing with Teddy that happened, like they waived his an option or something.
Well, he lost a year on his contract because of the injury.
So they like the Vikings. Even he's trying to probably get back to where he doesn't have to be put on the PUP list, so he can like get paid. So he can like get his year back, so he can keep his year or whatever. But if they put him on the PUP list, like he loses a year or something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He would lose a year off his contract due to injury.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring this up is, say for some reason Teddy can't perform.
Yeah.
You know, or it's not plausible for him to be an NFL starter.
Yeah.
Because it's just too much strain, but he's still good to, you know, late situation come in.
Yeah.
With Bradford off the books and with not having to pay Teddy, we have $55 million that we could throw at Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. They had list 10 teams that could make a run at Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN had us ranked high.
Yeah.
And they said the exact same thing. They said Bradford probably walks because he's going to get a big contract somewhere else, and there's no reason for us to do it.
Yeah,
and they said if we're going to give a big contract to somebody, why not do it when we can pay Kirk Cousins?
Yeah,
We could arguably get a top five quarterback.
I would think about it, but I think Kirk Cousins is good, but
he was third in passing last year. He's young?
He's young, but sometimes, man, he has really good moments, but he has some horrible moments. Like,
you like that? You like that?
Like head scratching, like
he does. He
what
does.
The hell are you doing?
And that's the thing is, I'm not saying like,
and I just don't want to be in a situation where the Vikings are still like good, just good enough, but like can't get over the hump.
And that's a scary thing.
But sometimes you gotta take risks.
And that's kind of the what I'm looking at is, what if it's one of those? Let's just take a shot and see what happens. And what if that dude could really make like. He starts slinging the ball, and we see a different Treadwell. Or he starts slinging the ball, and we see Diggs making some just ridiculous plays.
Yeah.
Now he's opening up the field for Delvin Cook and for Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
And now, even though we have such a booty O-line, people aren't going to be able to clog the rush now because that dude's you couldn't have said any better. That dude makes a lot of those, like, what was that type plays? But then he makes a lot of plays that are spectacular.
Yeah.
But
he just seems like he hasn't had his best moments when it counted. Like, it seems like he's kind of.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that. That's you know, thank God it's not a Ryan Fitzpatrick moment.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, I know where you're going with it. Like, you're not wrong with that. But, like, the fact of how quick he can get the ball out.
Yeah. I mean,
with a bad O-line, you need a guy who can sling it.
And I think our O-line will be better next year.
Well, it couldn't be any worse.
No, I mean, even though Remmers and Reef are, like, super, like, they're not, like, amazing linemen, they're upgrades of what we had at left and right tackle. Arguably, I mean, I don't know. Khalil wasn't the greatest, but I think he was scrutinized more just because of.
I wish you would have brought back Matt Khalil and tried him out on the other side.
You can't. Sometimes you just moving a guy from left to right tackle it doesn't work a lot.
Yeah.
Because they have to figure. It's like it may sound easy, but trying to like.
It's footwork. Footwork.
And you have to reset yourself to like work from the other side, and just sometimes can be but too hard. But I don't know. I would entertain Kirk Cousins, but I think the Vikings are pretty confident that Bridgewater is going to come back because if they weren't, I think they probably would have maybe locked up Bradford already.
Yeah. And I hope so. Like I said, I was one of the people who commended Spielman for trading that pick for Bradford.
Yeah.
Because he went out there and didn't waste any time, and he got a guy. I don't care. People might not have liked Sam Bradford, but I thought he did with the circumstances that this team put him in.
Mm-hmm.
He did a hell of a good job. He came in and beat Green Bay in his first start with like a week's notice. And people really down on him, I thought, way too hard. And, you know, I think this year he's going to be better. They're switching the offense around. I honestly hope – I hope Bridgewater's okay, and I hope Bradford pans out. And I still hope some way, somehow, we have both guys going forward. Because that's a good problem to have, two solid quarterbacks like that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you don't have to rely on Teddy's down. Looks like we're playing Sean Hill. Like, remember that Rams game when that dude took that cheap shot and here came Sean Hill? And that was November 8th of 2015. That was Sydney's baby shower.
Yeah.
And we had to watch Sean Hill almost lose that game for us. We did lose in overtime, didn't we?
I can't remember.
Brian Quick made that end around in overtime.
No, I think we might have won. I can't remember. No, I think we kicked the field goal to win it because Zerline missed.
Oh, yes, yes. But, like, I don't want to be in that situation again.
No.
Like, where we have to play Sean Hill. You know, and if you got $55 million that you're willing to put out there for a guy like Kirk Cousins, you know, maybe see if you can bring Bradford back for half of that.
Yeah.
And then you got two guys, and then you still got extra cash. Because – I think it's going to do really good in a shotgun with this system. And I think it's going to help our running backs too. And I think in the long run, it's going to be good for Brad or Bridgewater too.
Yeah.
Because we're going to give Teddy a little more time now too. But that was my Vikings rant I wanted to go into real quick. Just because the Kirk Cousins thing, calling him Kirk.
Yeah.
Or Kurt. Like, it's one thing when the dude on the Hornets called Dwayne Bacon Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
And then laughed about it and caught it the first time and said, my bad, and they both laughed. But when you're explaining all this money that you offered Kirk Cousins, and you said his name 10 times, Mike Florio said it best. He's like, look, he's like, I don't care what kind of, where are you from? Where Kirk sounds different than Kurt. Like, you don't, there's no accent. He's like, you ain't from the South. Even in the South, even if you're from Russia, Kurt doesn't sound like Kirk. Like, they were just dogging him.
No, that was a major, major mishap.
So, but we're going to end the show early, guys. We really wanted to come in and just rant about all this NBA and just talk some fun NBA stuff. We'll be back next week, July 30th, going back with our NFL previews. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty! Dude.